Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Hello, Neil.
Hello.
And it is Monday morning, and we are back on the air today. Lots of callers in the queue. We're so glad all of you could join us, but we want to let you know that, first of all, for the first-time callers, we do discuss topics at the beginning part of the show. So that's about 15 to 20 minutes. If you are in the queue currently, we are going to get to your calls. There's a lot of you here. So we do ask that one question per caller is the rule that's respected, because we do try to reach everybody that's in the queue. Area code 770 has not pressed one. That raises your hand. If you'd like to speak with us, please press one on your phone. Just quickly, we would love for you to follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, on Twitter. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. But I think we need to get started, because we're a little late getting on the air today, Neil. And we are discussing what is karma, essentially. We talk about karma frequently on the show, but getting into the defining factors. And of course, Neil, we always schedule a topic and then run out of time, because we have such a short time to discuss these things. So this is a series. We're not planning on fitting everything in today, so we'll have a little more flexibility in our minds as far as what's said. But the inspiration for this topic was actually due to an article that's being shared on the internet. I'm not going to really give a ton of specifics about the article, but the article is written by a person that claims that she's had conversations with her dead brother, a brother who died by his own hand, I think by drugs or alcohol, wasn't it, Neil?
Yeah.
And the brother is now, from the other side, after his death from drugs and alcohol, relaying the secrets of the universe to her and giving her information about karma. Now, while it is true, I think that spirits can from the other side can provide us valuable information about the universe and the cosmos and things we don't know about in the physical body. I think it's a bit of a stretch, the situation that's going on here, and especially with a lot of the inaccuracies that the article is stating. I think a lot of what the article is saying is that karma is not about cause and effect. Actually, I mean, it's very easy to look up on the on the internet the definition in a dictionary about what karma is. And I think, actually, if I pull something up, the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence viewed as deciding their fate and future existences. So it certainly is about cause and effect, and this article that's written contradicts it. And a lot of what's stated in the article is that we really choose, when we're on the other side, the circumstances of our life. And that karma, I mean, the article really doesn't define karma necessarily, Neil, but you know, even though it states that it's going to clarify the issues of karma, I don't really feel like it gives a lot of information. It just talks about what karma isn't, but doesn't really shed light on what karma really is. And it's confusing. I mean, if we all write our own books, how are the other people in our lives, how do they account? I mean, how do we account for their choices? How can we be all writing the same story? I mean, it's a bit of a conundrum.
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, you can't really discuss the idea of karma, whether it exists or not, but you can't really discuss the idea of that we are in charge of our own lives and we write our own lives without considering how confounding that is. When if we are in charge of writing our own lives, that means that everybody in our life is under our dictates.
Right, or do we all collaborate on it on the plot together? I mean, it's a little bit strange.
We don't write what we're going to experience. We don't necessarily write that in terms of the concept of karma. What happens is, and this idea of cause and effect has a third factor to it, the intermediate factor of how we respond to the idea of cause and effect. That's how we create our karma. So to the extent that we create our karma is
by our possible. by our free will, because though our lives are mandated by certain conditions of karma mm-hmm. and transcendence, we do have our own free will, and this can change our course. Just like it did for this brother, the subject of the book that this woman wrote. I mean, you know, he didn't have to choose to die from drugs and alcohol. You know, that was a choice. Sometimes things are fated, but people can, you know, either choose a path of enlightenment or they can choose a path of karma.
Well, that's just it. What our paths are entwined with our past actions. Our past actions brings us into our world of circumstances. So that's part of what we've created, and everything we've done in the past life that has produced karmic effects, whether positive or negative, is what's incorporated into our world. And those around us who are involved in the concept of that karma indeed become part of our energies. I mean, our karma is in part a process of our parents' karma, and process of, and it keeps going backward in time until we find the original site of where karma begins, whether it's positive or negative, whether the family as a whole has brought about a positive energy, or the family as a whole has brought about a negative or a convoluted energy that we, being born into the world, have to meet and encounter. The idea is that what happens in our world can be predicated on the fact that we have produced that stage. And how have we produced that stage? That comes from our free will. What we do with each lifetime and the choices we make within each lifetime will be the consequences of our actions thereafter. So what we produce in a past life is what we encounter in the next life. We can't choose our parents. Just as, I mean, we choose our parents. Where does that put their free will?
What say do they have in it?
People tend to think that each individual is just this big ego that controls all circumstances on the planet, and it's all in relation to what. How they want to view their life.
Right, because this brings me to another point in the article, Neil, that one of the insights Okay, we're back on the air, everybody. I don't know how long we were off, but this is a continuing saga with the Direct Connect system here on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know what was heard or what wasn't heard, but since this is a continuing topic, I think what we'll do, since we're nearly at 45 minutes left in the show, Neil, is take some callers. We can get back to the topic, yeah. And we are continuing it. But we can find out what was heard by our first caller, hopefully. 828, are you there?
I am.
Can you hear? How long were we out? We're not even aware. Oh, I just noticed we were disconnected.
Several minutes. Several minutes, and I was enjoying the conversation.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to be continuing it on Wednesday. There's just some bugs still being ironed out of the Direct Connect system, and I should have been more aware of our status here online. I apologize. Who's this, please?
My name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Can you speak right into your phone in Georgia, did you say, Debbie? Are you there?
Here, I'll take it off the speakerphone now. You can hear me better.
That probably would be great.
So my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Georgia. And my question is what inspiration you can give me about moving.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I just, I know I need to move and I know it's on to my next adventure. I just don't know, you know, if you guys are good with time frames or inspiration on where to go. I'm by myself now. I just got out of an 8-year relationship. I have no pets, no plants. And
oh, wow. So you're really free.
Yeah, I'm really free.
Great. Debbie, what's your birth date, please?
May 19th, 1960.
1960. All right. 5, 6, 15, 21, 3.
31, 4.
What is wrong with me? 5, 6, 15. Yeah, I forgot to add the century. Okay. Yeah, we need that century. I don't know where my brain is. Okay. 31, 4. All righty.
And she's, let's see, she's 45 years old.
45
years. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We're all full of errors today.
55 years old.
Glad it's not just me.
Well, Debbie, I don't know if we've talked or not, but you had a change at the age of 31, approximately in 1991. There would have been a change of probably a move of some sort. It might have been geographical, but certainly it was an emotional move. It was a change in your life. Something would have shifted around that time, give or take a 9-month here or there window. Anything you recall to answer your question that you're asking me, anything you recall around 1991 when you were on the age of 31 or approaching or right into the age of 31?
Yep, I was actually living in the same town that I am temporarily now, and I went back to where I was living and got divorced. I took my kids, my plants, my animals, and everything we could take and moved across the country, 3 days travel. Yes.
So it was a big change, yes.
Yeah. Huge change.
Huge change, yeah, at that point in time. So that change now occurs. You're 55 years old. You're essentially, you know, it's interesting. You're 24 years beyond that karmic age of our discussion. Of you, for you, karmically, you changed at the age of 31, where that dramatic window started to happen for you, and you made those abrupt changes. Now, you're 24 years beyond that. What's interesting is that your master number is 4, which is heart, you see. And 4 goes into 24, of course, 6 times, which means that you're on a journey of a new cosmic vision. Your third eye, you know, the 6th chakra, your third eye, you're about to enter a new journey of your life. In regards to, what's good about this is you get to self-actualize. So let me ask you something briefly. However distant the theme may be to you, where in this lifetime have you been a teacher or a counselor? I mean, I guess some people will say, well, my kids, I taught my kids, but where have you been in the aspect of teaching or writing, instructing?
I'm sorry?
I am a healer. I teach constantly the people that I meet, and I am repeatedly being told I should do this in a larger volume and that I need to write. I used to have a radio show, and I know I'm supposed to communicate and raise everyone's vibrations and teach them about living holistically, and I need to continue what I was doing a few years ago.
Yeah.
I just
well,
don't know where I'm supposed to live to serve me best.
Well, you're a total unit, and as a total unit, you can be anywhere because good teachers are omnipresent and omniscient, and so wherever we are is where we should be. But if you want to get into more specifics, you know, well. You know, it really in the line of history, sometimes locations and destinations are acutely connected to fate or destiny or the purpose of who I'm supposed to meet there. In some respects, the third eye is supposed to help you get there. In another respect, to calculate this on a more in-depth level would probably take me more time than a radio show. But here's the thing, Debbie, for the sake of this reading. I don't even know you, and people who have referred to you as a teacher, a healer, including your own self-definition, are people that are obviously connected to you. Here I'm not even connected. Well, I'm connected to you, but I'm not connected to you by physicality. And I'm giving you the same information they're giving you. So there's a strong validation from my remote area of life in relation to your life to validate the fact that you're a teacher, a healer, a writer, that you're meant to do this. So we've got that resolved. At least we got that base covered. The next base as to where you're supposed to go probably would require a deeper reading. If I had just an hour to spend with you on the radio, I would be able to help you out. But what we've got so far is the basic introduction to validating your position of being a teacher and a writer and a healer. Now the next line of action would be, where do you need to go? That I can't answer for you today, but certainly if you call back or if you want to call me privately, we can get into that matter. Or you can, you know, go into your own third eye and find the answer within your own self.
Okay, Debbie, we're sorry that the readings are short, but hopefully that provides some insight for you. And you're always welcome to call back or call Neil directly, 562-596-7818.
Yeah, validation for Debbie. Certainly validation, which means that the next step is a no-brainer. The content is at least reassuring that there is going to be a movement.
Okay. 845, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. L-U-C-Y?
L-U-C-Y. That's my nickname.
Okay, and your birth date, Lucy, and location, please.
October 15, 1962. I'm living in New York, in upstate New York.
Okay, is that 6262 you said? 10-15-62?
October 15, 1962.
Yeah.
I think I'm hearing 6-2. 6-2, right? Not 5-2.
No, 6-2. You're right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And what's your question, Lucy? I think she's almost a little too close to the phone, and that's why we're having a hard time hearing. 5-6-7.
I am.
Can that's
you hear
better.
Me now?
That's
better?
Much better. Yes,
okay,
that's
wonderful,
good.
Okay, wonderful.
Go ahead with your question, Lucy.
Okay, my question is, at this point of my life, like this month, everything came together. Like I am in a low way of my life. Like I had an insurance for a property. They put down the insurance. I need to find another insurance even though nothing happened. I have to go to court September 11th.
Mm.
Everything is like things happens. Then I want to know what's going on with my life. Why, if I am a person that believe in good and
why are you having these challenges? Essentially,
well, you're having these challenges. Our topic today, Lucy, was karma. You're having these problems because in your birth date you have a difficult karma to work out. You have a 101 and then a 5. Now that 101 is where the systematically speaking, numerically speaking, on a systematic level of going back and analyzing your energy on a karmic level, that's where your troubles are. They come from a past life. Now,
okay,
what's interesting?
My birthday is 16, October 16, 62. I am a 7.
Yeah, October 15, 15.
No, 16, 16.
Oh, 6. 6, so 1, 6, 7, 8, 18.
I am a 10, 16, 62.
62.
October 16.
Okay, so we're just one number off,
yeah,
but still,
that
doesn't change anything because what Neil's talking about is the 101
yeah.
in your
101,
karmic side.
That's what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. Your karmic number in life is 26, Lucy. Your master number is 8, but your karmic number is 26.
Yeah.
So that's when you had a change in life at the age of 26. Now you're 50. You're 52. So that's 26 times 2. So what you're doing, Lucy, listen carefully. What you're doing is you've doubled the amount of years of karma, 26 and another 26. So at 52, you're facing
the conflicts of your karmic life so you can resolve them. This is very important for you to do because coming down to the planet, you're here to resolve your karma, to get through it. And this karma is based on your past lives, which you may be aware of, you may not be aware of, but they're going to manifest anyways in this lifetime for you. And why is it happening now? Because you're 52, and 52 is 26 times 2.
Right. So and I think she said she thought she was a 7, but she's actually a 26-8.
Yes, yeah,
she's is that what
eight.
You have?
Uh-huh.
You're an 8.
She's
Lucy.
An 8.
Oh,
okay,
you
but my day is 7. My day is 7.
Your day is 7?
7. 7. 1 plus 6 is 7.
Oh, you mean the day, yeah, right, it's a 16, but that's a 7 in numerology. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
6, but...
Yeah, that's your spiritual energy, Lucy.
But it's broken up by 1 6.
Your actual month and day add up to an 8, which is your master number.
Yes, my master number is 8.
Yeah, yes. You see, and 6, 1, 1, you could almost say that 6 plus 1 plus 1 is 2, so 62, mm-hmm. that's also your year. That's the year you're born. So you have strange mirror reflections of your energy, meaning that you've come down to mirror or reflect on your karma and to work it out. That's why these things are happening right now, and you're in that zone. Now, you said you have a court date, 9-11. 9-11 is actually an 11. 9 plus 1 plus 1 comes to an 11. And your first three numbers are 101. Take out the 0 and you have an 11 in your first and third numbers.
Right. And that specific day in 2015 actually is a 19-10-1 matching the month.
Yeah.
So you've got both of the codes
going on
there.
So yeah, because there's a 9-11 in there.
Right.
Because 1962 is actually a 9. So you're facing the resolution, Lucy, of your karma. In other words, you've come down this time on the planet to face your karma and resolve it. And by facing your karma and resolving it, you're having to go through conflicts, which your higher will guide you through so that you don't repeat karma and you get rid of it. Because your higher self is showing you how to behave and how to respond and how to act assertively.
Hello.
And then naturally, hello.
We're here. Are you there? So,
did you lose us?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, yes. I just here, but then I stopped listening, and then it went back. In and out.
Well,
okay.
It's Blog Talk has not perfected their.
Right.
Their,
it's in beta right now. The hi-fi. Well, actually, maybe it's not.
This is Blog Talk's. Responsibility to keep us
on air.
So we apologize, but you are coming here to face your karma right now. And what you can do is maybe you can listen to the archives. Would that help her?
It
may come in.
No idea where the technical difficulties
Lucy,
originating
it
from.
It doesn't, this is not confusing to me. Your journey that you're going through right now is actually makes sense. Makes total sense. It's just it makes sense. You're supposed to be going through this now.
I don't want to do that because I never have been into call. I always say people to call because they don't pay me. This time is the opposite because this man did a contract with me and I trust on him and he went and overcharged me. And then he say I have to pay him. I say no because you're overcharging me. And now he's taking me to call.
I know, because that's that episode is karma. Now, how it works its way out of karma will be determined by your actions. So the episode is a karmic episode. It doesn't have to make sense to you. It's karma. It's from a past life journey that you're walking through again. But how you respond to that and how you come out of that will be based upon your higher walk. And I can't get into that right now. You see, Lucy, I don't have time because that has to be worked out on a more in-depth analysis as to how this results. But I think that the journey that you're on is legitimate. It was meant to be here due to karma. The outcome will be according to how you actualize yourself through the process.
All right.
But it, you know, that still leaves some hope in the outcome.
Okay, Lucy, we have to stop for now, but you're always welcome to call our show again, and we're wishing you the best. Okay.
Thanks.
562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number, Facebook and Twitter. I apologize for those who heard us typing or heard me typing. I got an email. Well, it's because the mic right now that we're using is inside the computer, but I have to type when we're on there. So that's just going to be how it is for the moment until we get a better mic. All right, 773.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Just Great. Wondering what's going on in my life. I seem to be stuck.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What, Anne, is it A-N-N?
Yes.
Okay, yes. And your birth date and location. What's your birth date and location, Anne?
December 4th, 1963, and location where I was born?
No, where you are right now.
Chicago.
Another eight. Chicago. Alrighty.
And have you, within the last 2 years, experienced anyone crossing over? Is there been any deaths in the family?
Not in the last two, no. No.
Okay. When was the most recent death? How long ago was that?
2009.
Okay, was that a parent? Yeah. Forgive me for the I'm a little sloppy on the time scheme, but I'm right on the theme itself. You're stuck today because of something unresolved there. That's the first keynote I'm getting. Something about one of your parents crossing over, something unresolved there has come up to this point in time to be part of the substance of why you feel stuck. When your parent died, was everything clean and clear, or was there some issues left over?
I thought it was clean and clear, but there were probably issues. There always are.
Yeah, you know what? Life is difficult. There's always issues somewhere. I mean, you could find issues in chewing a piece of gum. There's always something, but I don't know. I don't want to, magnify this intensity, if you want to call it that, between your parent crossing over and something happening now, because maybe that's even linked to something else about being in solitude, feeling some, you're 51 years old. Are you currently without a partner?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm getting a feel for your energy as I'm walking into the depth of your voice and feeling a vibration and getting a sense of how deep this issue goes. But sometimes the deeper you go, the more you see. And the more you see, the more you understand how to get out of it. I think your situation is total. You can get out of this being stuck, but it's a process of finding out where you're stuck. You're stuck in a kind of karma of energy that, even though certain episodes of your life have come and gone, the attitude of your higher self is being stuck by some of the issues lingering. So it's an issue maybe of abandonment, of feeling a little bit depressed, of not really knowing the focus of your self-actualized being that's having you stuck, which is a matter of getting clarity about your higher self. And that, I can't do that on the radio in the amount of time we have, but at least we have a theme that we could open up to start to look clearly at where I think the stuck energy is coming from. So it would come from a deeper sense of abandonment, of things seeming to be completed, but they're not. They're broken up in the midterm. And things like this, I think, are part of the process as to how to put together your higher self and actualize. But it's all workable, Anne. But I think I'm hitting on some themes that are going on.
Okay. That sounds really interesting.
Okay, Anne, and you can always call back for further discussion or contact Neil directly. But we're glad you found our show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
562-596-7818. Okay, all the callers are out of order. We've got so many, Neil. I'd like to try to get to everybody today. So if we need to go over a little bit, since we've promised, we're going to do what we can, 770. So we got to keep these short if we want to get everybody fit in. Okay, 770. Who's this?
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kirsten. This is Yolanda. I'm in Georgia, 101573. And right now I'm living my life purpose, and I'm working on that. But now I know that some changes need to be made. Some things are going really great. Some things are not going so great. And I just wanted your insight.
All right. 279?
Yeah.
101573.
Yes, we got it. Yeah, you're 279. That's your karmic and master number.
So I'm 41 years old. Your master number is 9 from 27. And it seems like you were doing something for a long time, Yolanda, in terms of a profession, and then that stopped. Was there anything that you were working at in terms of a profession for at least 10 years, if not longer, but you're no longer doing that? Has that happened in your life?
Yes. There were some unfortunate situations that caused me to make a little detour. I'm still doing it, but I've kind of modified it because of that block. There was a hold up. That I really need resolution with.
Yeah, and so that's affected, in some context, your professional stance, and so that's what's got to be resolved and clear it up. Now, your energy goes deeply into the form of relationships, so relationship conflict can bring in a change of direction, so that your attention is drawn on a relationship conflict of some sort, so that you can get on in your life on an individual level and thereby formulate the rest of your life plan. Is there any, at this point, any relationship conflict that you're going through?
Yes, definite.
Yeah. So the relationship conflict is what's got to be cleared up. Now, I'm sorry?
Right, but there's someone in power who is, I don't know why they're competing with me. Like, they are in a very high position, but they're very threatened. They keep lying and misrepresenting situations. I have no idea why, and I've been so supportive of this person.
Well, you know, when you get, there are two layers. There's this psychological layer that we're on that encompasses this person's psyche, and their own, the way their brain works, and their issues, and all that kind of stuff. And then let's turn the page, and then the karmic you have with this person that involves a karmic conflict that won't make sense to you in this lifetime unless you go back and realize that karmically you had a connection with this person, and at that point the division occurred because of an arrogance on your part. So let's just assume, let's play a game. Let's assume that you knew this person in the past life and the table turned. You did something wrong to this person. Now this person's coming in and the karma is, oh, I get the ball now. And instead of choosing the ball on a higher path, they choose the ball to seek revenge or to seek justice. And then it gets incorporated onto the current stage where you try to make sense of it, like, you know, they're threatened by you for some reason, they got mad at something, they heard something. All of that's just the manifestations of what's going on a deeper level, plus some envy. So there's going to be some envy on your part. But you know what, Yolanda, this probably isn't the first time you experience envy. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. But no envy from them.
Have there ever been any jealousy issues between the siblings?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, not really.
Well, nothing, you know, this, nothing that's obvious.
Or that I know of.
That's okay. That's okay. I believe, as I'm working through this, what I think is going on is that this person that's above you was a past life sibling. I believe it's past. I think we have to look first at the idea, entertain the idea that this was a past life family member. And then we have to get into the area of that to analyze what's going on so we can attach it to the current stage. But that's where it would start on that principle. I don't have time to go into any depth, but that's where I would intuitively take the investigation.
Okay, but how do I make things right? How do I rectify this conflict? It's getting out of control.
Yeah, because that would demand a deeper dialogue. To align yourself to how to make it right would demand a deeper dialogue into the terms of what you have with this person on a karmic level. That would take, I would have to spend 15 minutes with you at least, and I just can't do that.
Yolanda, haven't we spoken with you outside the show? Now I'm recognizing your voice. Yes, yeah. And you're a physician, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
You're a physician? Yes, no? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
You can't hear her.
Yeah. I don't think so. Okay, there's a delay. Yeah, she's a physician. So I remember, Yolanda. Yeah, you would have to, in this case, give Neil a call back. We do have to move on to the next caller, but it's good to hear from you. I recognize your voice midway through the call. So anyway.
It's just a deeper question. It's a deep question, Yolanda, that demands more time. I apologize, but I just you can't just in 2 minutes give you an answer on this one. Complicated, but there is a solution.
All right, 914 area code. Good morning.
Good morning. I wish that I know. It's Melissa from New York.
What?
Wow.
Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. Hey, Melissa. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I can say that I recently got a job and it's a full-time housekeeping job, and okay. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard, and I have moments where I still think about my daughter, which is normal. And I was about to say to you, I wanted to know if do you see me get my permit? Because I think I want to try. I want to try to learn how to drive and stuff like that because the job's kind of far.
You don't need to drive really in New York. That's why you don't have your license, probably. I mean, you're in New York City.
Yeah, no, I'm in Westchester area, but like the job where I go to, yeah, the job that I go to, I have to take 2 buses to go to.
Okay, all right. Well, public transportation is pretty good. So you're wondering if you're going to get your permit 821-83. And if you remember, Neil, Melissa lost her daughter last year. She was, how old was she?
February of this year.
Oh, this year. It was this year.
Yeah.
And she was very young. She had heart problems. So, difficult mm-hmm. situation. She's a 32.5, though, Melissa.
Yeah.
All right.
This isn't complicated. Melissa, where you get your permit, yeah. And some of that's based on common sense and, some of it's, the only obstacle to you not getting a permit would be you. It would be some sloppy idea that you're not adequate, and which would be ludicrous. So, I mean, there's nothing karmically that's going to stop you. I don't see that if you get your permit, you're going to die in traffic. So the universe is stopping you from getting it. You're kind of overwhelmed with the full-time housekeeping job, but it's a...
Oh, I am.
Well, don't be overwhelmed. Keep telling your brain that you're not overwhelmed, that it's nothing. There's nothing to it. Because if you keep telling yourself you're overwhelmed, you're just adding more weight to your problem. You're expounding on and creating a bigger problem than what you really need. I would minimize it by telling your brain it's not a big deal. It's not a big job. I'm not overwhelmed. Brainwash yourself a little bit. And then get your car and you're going to have less, you're going to feel more independent. You're going to feel better. So I think the attitude here, Melissa, is I'm inclined to instruct you to feel better and lighter on your feet, less burdensome, less handicapped in that respect, and more in charge of your life. So if you want to be more in charge of your life, I predict you're going to get your learner's permit. You can get that within 6 months. And you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And the job won't be as overwhelming. You know, you're not that old. Your job won't be as overwhelming as you might think it is now. And I think good things for you are coming up. Better than what you've experienced. You've gone through a lot of hardship and you recently had a severe loss. But I think good things are coming your way.
Yeah, and your birthday's coming up too. So happy birthday, Melissa.
Thank you. It's Friday. It's coming. So thank you.
You're welcome. We're really glad to hear from you, okay? Just keep in touch with us. We always like
to. Thank you so much. Thank you, Nell. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome. Well, she was clearer after. That was really weird. It was like, yeah, I couldn't. It was like a warped sound, like she was talking through, I don't know what. Okay. Ah. 253. Everybody's jumbled. I'm so sorry. 253 area code. You're next. Hi.
Hi, my name's Holly.
Hi, Holly.
102564.
Okay, and you are calling from where?
Oh, Washington State.
Okay, welcome. And what's your question?
Romance, the new man question.
A new man. All right.
64, 74.
She's what, 43?
50.
I mean, 53?
50 years old.
50? What is wrong with
50. You're 50.
I need to go to remedial math this morning. I can't do anything. I can't go
new to romance. Hey, Holly, where in your life was there ever a puppy or a dog? I want to find this dog, where it was in your life.
I've had a couple dogs. So
You've
in the 90s? Yeah.
When you had a dog, were you in a relationship during that time? Quickly think. Were you in a relationship during the dog years?
The dog years.
Yeah, you fell in love with Lassie. But that's the war years. The dog years are the war years. She was in love with
just making an allusion to also the dog days. But anyway.
So, no, you're about to enter a relationship.
Okay.
You're about to enter one. So the person that you're going to enter a relationship with, the man had an accident with his throat in his past. So there's some kind of scar on his neck. I don't know, something about his neck, his vocal cord. I mean, this isn't devastating in terms of his appearance or the way he speaks, and you wouldn't even know anything was wrong unless you looked at the scar and you said, oh, you have a scar in your neck. What's that from? There'd be a scar in his neck. Maybe he was in a fight with a dog. I don't know. the attitude here is that that's what I think. So one, your romance, you're going to be involved with someone, is coming up. Two, the person has something with the neck area, not dramatically, you know, disgusting or anything or damaging. And this could happen probably October, maybe give it a little bit of time before the person comes in. But that will happen. Also, there's going to be something about someone, we're talking about cars, someone getting a new car. You're going to hear about that in your environment. Somebody you know, somebody getting a new car. That will come up as a landmark. Okay?
Yeah. My neighbor just told me yesterday they're getting a new car.
Oh, perfect.
There's our
validation.
There's our validation. New car.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Holly, thanks. So Holly may not know, because I think she's a first-time caller, that when you get validations like that, it actually confirms what you're telling her is accurate information. So that's it's like, you know, checking your work.
Checking my work, but then understanding that I'm talking to a guide.
A guide or angel or a spirit.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. we've got so many of you in the queue. Wow. All right. Let's go with area code 203.
Hi.
Who's this?
Yeah, speakerphone here. This is Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi. My question is about my love life.
Okay, Monica, what's your birth date and location right now?
I'm in California.
Mm-hmm.
And my birth date is 11/29/56.
Oh boy. Okay, 56. Wow. That's a lot of 11s going on. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 23, 34, 7. Yeah. Interesting birth date.
2014. So that means she's 58 years old. Oh, well, Monica, you've had a trying time in relationships on this planetary walk this time. So, you know, that I get. And it's that you would come down and have troubles in relationships. But you know what? I don't like just to say that that's all you've got to look forward to, because it isn't. So I do believe that. Let's say that maybe, you know, you're 58 years old, 34, 44, 54, you're 24 years past your karma. We're in a difficult time to try to manifest a relationship at the current moment, but that doesn't mean we can't work towards it and get it going. Let me ask you something, Monica. Have you ever known anyone in any way, shape, or form that had a pilot's license or liked to fly or had something to do with aviation?
I'm trying to think. You know what? I've worked in the aviation field. I'm not working in it now, but for most of my life I have.
That's
it. You worked in the aviation field under what context?
Oh, I'm an engineer.
Okay. Well, now that I got that validation from you, and I'm getting it from a guide, these guides come into my readings and they cut over my shoulder and feed me information, and I talk to the guide, and okay, so that's how it rolls out in the plan. And so what they're giving me a plan treatment. You need to go through a plan. It's a treatment plan. A treatment plan. You have a relationship coming in that I think will come in about 4 months if you go through this, quote, treatment plan. You need to be...
Ooh, I can't hear you right now. You blipped out on me. I am not hearing you. I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh, I can't hear you at all. Maybe I should call back. I don't know if you can hear me.
Okay, we are back on again. We are having a lot of problems today. We're getting knocked off via the Direct Connect feature. So now we're back on the air using a traditional phone. But unfortunately, we lost Monica. We really apologize. Yeah, Monica.
Well, her treatment plan will stay in my mind, but you know, maybe for another time.
And maybe she'll listen to the archives. Okay. I'm trying to see who is next. Let us see. Nathaniel, 951. Hi. Are you there? Nathaniel, are you there? Nine seven three. Are people hearing us? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Gladys.
Hi, Gladys. Birth date and location, please.
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. And your birth date?
7/18/1960.
1960. And what's your question?
Like the other ones, romance.
Okay, 32/5. Romance for Gladys. Romance for Gladys.
Romance for Gladys. Romance for Gladys. Born 60, so that puts you at 55 years old. Right? 55 years old.
Correct.
So you're 55 years old. You had a change at the age of 32, which would have been 1992. Did you have a change then, Gladys?
I got married in 91.
Okay, that's close enough for me. Okay, 91, you got married in 91. Did you ever, were you ever involved in a relationship with anyone that had mechanical talent? You know, cars, they could fix a car. Anybody with the mechanical abilities?
Probably my ex-husband.
Okay, so your ex-husband. So I'm going to take that, probably your ex-husband. So your ex-husband, if anything, sounds like he was semi-mechanical. I'm not mechanical. I can hold a screwdriver. From there, I'm, you know, good luck. But I'm not that mechanical. But your husband at least appears to be some form of mechanical ability. In my estimation, when I'm looking at that, I'm going to determine that you're going to have, you know what, you could actually, and I don't want to sound like it's a fairy tale, but you could actually be in a relationship as soon as September. There's somebody that you're going to meet. I don't know, are you planning anything with the family, any outings, any reunions, anything coming up, any traveling?
Yeah, actually on Wednesday, I'm going to be traveling to Florida.
Okay, so that's my stepping stone to validate that, one, you have a relationship coming up. Two, it could become evident in September, or maybe something triggers September. It gets triggered by then, but you do have one coming up. And I think that it's a good thing. You know, I'm getting a validation that, you know, all I need to know in a situation like this, Gladys, is when I say you're traveling somewhere and you say, yeah, I'm traveling to Florida coming up. That's all I need. My guide told me that information. So I'm taking that information and serving it as a platform to validate that you get a relationship. It's coming up. It may come up as soon as September. So that's all I can offer for you on the radio today, but it's good news. I think it's good news.
Good news. Good news for Gladys.
Okay. Well, hopefully it is someone that I've met and I like a lot, so we'll see.
Ah, so
I think that's a great candidate. Yeah, that sounds okay to me. Let's see what it works out. But according to the validations I'm getting, that sounds like a good plan right now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for your call.
Thank you very much. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Oh, bye bye. Okay, 202 is next. Good morning, 202.
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. And my birthday is 4/12/80.
4/12/80. Everybody is prepared and ready to give the birthday today. I've just seen it. Is that a C-K-I-E, Jackie? Is that how you spell your name?
It's with a Y.
Oh, with a Y. All right. And what's your question? And location. What's your location?
Oh, location is Maryland.
Okay.
And my question is, I am in some serious credit card debt, and I'm trying to figure out, am I ever going to get this paid? Because my job is not giving a raise.
well.
Oh boy.
You have your credit card debt is part karma and part sloppiness. The
mm-hmm.
karma is you're born in 80. That doesn't mean that, you know, 8 is a money number and you got it next to a 0. So in my estimation, in my estimation of numerical interpretation, you've got a money problem going on, a zero next to an eight. Okay, that doesn't mean that everybody born in 1980 has a money problem, but I'm just talking about you. Now, you're also probably a little bit, I don't know, it's not my business, but you may be a little reckless with money, maybe overspent, credit card debt. I mean, no one put a gun to your, maybe you needed to use the credit card, you're in debt. So what I'm seeing right now, I don't care if I'm right or wrong, but I'm seeing $15,000. That's what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, you're about right.
Okay, I'm about right. So that's what I'm seeing, and I'm about right. Do I think you're going to get through that? You know, you probably could, and you mentioned something about a job or a raise. I think I heard you mumble something about that. So I think yes, but it's how you, it's not getting on the horse, it's how you ride the horse. Mm-hmm. Getting on it is the yes, you're going to be able to resolve this. But how you ride the horse is going to be important. So if I were your advisor, I would be working energetically, now that I got the 15,000, be working with you in such a way that you, your disciplinary factor would pay off this debt. I've gotten a lot of people through debt, believe me, in my lifetime. I've helped a lot of people out of debt. And I think that you're just somebody, another energy that I'm experiencing that it can be done. And I would say that, to tell you the truth, you could get out of debt within a year, maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, $15,000, it's not 50, I mean, which is a different story for sure. So I think it's doable, I mean, just on a practical level. So,
yeah, don't worry about it, but you gotta know how to approach these things with, it's just not strategy, it's energy. It's a combination of you know, putting the two together.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Short readings, but we appreciate your call. And everyone that's in the queue and listening to our show today can join us on Facebook, Neil Kristen Baker, or like Neil Baker Psychic. That is the fan page for Neil and I and our show and Neil's psychic work, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so we've got a little bit of time to take a couple more callers, Neil. I think we're going to leave it at two because a lot of these callers came in late before I promised everybody a reading. So I'm going to bring on 813. They've been waiting quite some time.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? My name is Nicole. Yes, my name is Nicole. Hi. I'm calling from, I'm calling from Ruskin, Florida.
Okay.
And my birthday is 7/23/1984.
Okay. I think we've spoken with you, Nicole. Have we spoken with you before? I don't know. I don't remember.
Yes, yes, you have. Yeah. Yes, you have.
Go ahead with your question.
I have an aunt. I'm concerned about her health. I was wondering, can you tell me, is she going to get better?
Well, does your aunt, is there any breathing problem, any emphysema, any lung breathing problem with your aunt?
She's a smoker, but she got diagnosed, well, she's got a biopsy, which she's going to do soon on her back. I think she's got cancer in her back.
Oh, she's going to do a biopsy in the near future, is what you're saying, because there's possible cancer in her back.
Back? But she is a smoker?
Yes.
Yeah. Psychic-wise, that's where I think her problem started.
Mm-hmm.
I think her problem started with the smoking, and that, to me, smoke is bad, 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 bad.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes, bad.
Not
no
good karma.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
right.
Frankenstein, bad. But that's
right.
Where the that's where it occurred. Now she's in trouble, and I don't know. I mean, I would have to start to work in another area, experimental. But what I'm seeing, I want to ask you something. Here's a weird question for you for the day. Who ever grew tomatoes in your family? Who had a tomato patch or tomatoes? Number one.
My mom's ex-boyfriend used to have a garden and grew tomatoes and stuff, but he passed away like a few years ago.
Well, he's coming in.
His energy is coming towards me. I don't know why, what he's doing here, but he's coming towards me. And and it might be that your aunt, how old is your aunt? Is she in her 50s or 60s? What is she?
She's in her 50s. She's born, my mom was born in 57. So she's the, I guess, the youngest or the second.
Yeah, that's what I think in 50s. So there's a slight, there, you know what? This is a tricky operation on a psychic level. I think that there's room to experiment with psychic intervention in relation to medical intervention. So it's not a given that she's going to die or not. But because there's a certain passage here where you could be experimental with this energy. But again, all I'm getting is the first page of a deeper dialogue for the purpose of this radio show.
Okay.
All right, Nicole.
All right, thank
you. You're always welcome to call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And one more.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. 936. Well, actually, the other 936. Are you there, 936?
Yes. My name is Jason. Jason.
All right.
My birthday is 9/20/76.
Okay. And your question?
I just came out of a long, stressful relationship, so I'm not really ready to jump into a relationship right away, but that was my question also.
Relationship.
Yes.
Everybody wants relationship.
76, 2006, 2016, so he's 38 years old. Oh, just about 38. You're 37.
I'm 38.
Right? You're 38?
38.
Oh, 38. Okay, 38. Well, okay, let me ask you something, Jason. Do you have any money problems right now? Any money concerns?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what? I want you, here's what I would expect to make your life pleasurable. A relationship can be very rewarding, a very great thing. I would want to see that happen for you. You got to clear up or begin to clear up your money issues or your relationships are going to be sabotaged. So you got to clear that up. Do you understand? Clear that up,
yes,
Jason,
I do.
And you'll be in a beautiful relationship if you do.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. I'm working on that. So.
Okay.
Okay, Jason. Thanks for your call. And
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Welcome
Thank you.
To call back. They're short today because we're over today on our time. We're actually gone a little bit over. Are we done?
Is that one? You said
one more. Yeah, I was going to bring on 347 because they've been waiting.
Yes.
And actually, they should have been the ones who I brought on. So we'll take you to. What's your name?
Hi, this is Jackie from Florida. My birthday is January 16, 1988.
January 15th, 1988, and it's Jackie. How do you spell your name? It's our second Jackie today. Seven.
Yes, with the IE.
IE. You know, it's weird because we've gotten so many people with broken sevens on the karmic side. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Today, several.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, interesting. 7/17 and 16.
I get 33/6.
Well, you're right. What's your question, Jackie?
Career question. I went on an interview. I just wanted to see. I really want the job, so I just wanted to see what you guys think. Because I'm waiting for them to call me.
Well, Jackie, have you ever had a job anywhere? If throughout your whole job history, throughout your whole life, have you ever had a job where your voice was important? Like, did you have to do any telephone work? Any announcements?
Yeah, that's what I've always done. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, that's what I'm picking up. You know what? I would say that I'm leaning towards a hopeful conclusion here in terms of this job. I can't say verbatim you're going to get it, but I guess my pendulum here, I'm leaning more towards that you're going to get the job. They like you. They're interested in you. and you're going to get the job. In your whole life, have you ever known anyone named Linda or Lydia or Linda or Lynn?
Yes. Yes. When I was in New York. Mm-hmm. She was just a co-worker because I was at the time doing the summer with my cousin. So I was working at Family Dollar. And there's a supervisor that came in. Her name was Linda.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe this might help. I don't know. Sometimes when I give a spontaneous reading like this, the angels, the guides that are working with me, they go over to a person and they help out a little bit. All I can say is that may happen for you, and you may get the job. We'll wait and see. I don't know. We may get it. But I do know that I'm getting validation about it. So that's the first step towards achieving your goal. I'm getting a validation. Now we'll just put it into God's hands, the angel's hands, and prayer and things like that. Who ever had a pet bird? Who had a bird?
Who had a bird? Who had a bird? I don't know. I'm thinking about I can't think right now. I don't recall.
Okay, you don't recall. Well, then keep in mind. Okay, then you know what? Keep in mind about that question. It may be, I might be jumping into the future. There's something about a bird or a bird feeder. I don't know. But there's definitely something about a bird with you. Think about it. Think about it. Go back through your
Me looking at birds, like where I sit. Where I sit, I usually see blue jays.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Okay. I might be wrong. You know, who am I? I might be wrong, but I think you're going to get the job. I'm guessing you're going to get the job.
It's not a prediction.
No, it's not a prediction. It's a guess, but I'm a psychic and I'm guessing. I might be wrong, but, you know. Maybe I'm trying to help you out. Maybe I'm trying to put some sugar in the recipe here. But let's just see what happens. We'll have to wait.
All right. Well, we appreciate your call.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So glad we were able to get to her. We are done. You know, we're over today. So we invite everybody back on Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have less technical difficulties that day. But we appreciate your participation. We're going to be continuing our conversation on the definition of karma, and we will talk to you then. Bye-bye.